It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
Joining us to talk about it this morning is the superintendent of Farmington Schools, Dr. John Asplund, who I have to mention is a ROVA graduate, so everybody doesn't think that all ROVA graduates are like me. We have intelligent people that have graduated from ROVA. John, thanks for joining us this morning. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I hope you count me among the intelligent ones.
Well, that's what I meant.
I know you were, too.
Okay.
We know ROVA is the Harvard of the Midwest.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Don't always agree with us.
Obviously. See, and Jim went to Roseville. So, you know, I feel bad for him, but
I have cousins that went to Roseville. They're fine people, too.
Oh, okay, so it's not so bad, then, you're saying. All right. John, again, thanks for joining us this morning. Talk about the beginnings. How did this this big project and the thought process behind it come about?
Well, you have to go back to 2004 when this facility was built. And, Tom, I know you've been here, but for those listeners that haven't been to our facility, we have a K-12 all-under-one-roof facility here. And when I first took a look at it, I've been here 4 years, when I came here, I'm like, man, this is all just roof. I mean, there's just so much roof here because it's all one story. It looked like an ideal spot for a solar project. And then I was approached about a year ago by a company out of Peoria, the Farnsworth Group, who's also working with a group out of St. Louis and Springfield, the Clean Energy Design Group. And they obviously knew a whole lot more about it than I did. And they said, hey, the fact that you have all this south-facing roof is the really important part and the angle of your roof. And so they said, we would like you to apply for a grant that's available through the state of Illinois. And so I wrote the grant with a lot of help from those fine people. And last winter, we were awarded a grant for $1.15 million. To help pay for the project, which costs, it's going to make, our district has to pay for $733,000 of it, but we'll make that back up in energy savings.
Yeah, I was going to say, John, what's your projection? Well, I know, like, the Sherrard School District built a wind tower up there years ago, and they had a projection for just how long it would be before it paid for itself. How about the solar panel project for you?
Well, and it's a difficult thing to project just because energy price goes all over the place, but with our projections being conservative, on the conservative side of it, it could take as much as 15 years to pay back. We think it'll be closer to 7 years, though, when you really look at what energy prices are probably going to be doing. And it's going to produce about a third of our electrical energy here at the school, so it's going to be a lot of money.
Now, as far as the infrastructure, obviously you said you're all roof. You have a lot of south-facing roof. Is there any enhancements that have to be done to the roof itself to handle the solar panels?
Actually, it's really a tremendous opportunity for us in the fact that it also, you don't have to put any roof penetrations in. The racks for the solar panels just clip onto the standing seams. It actually strengthens the roof. And it makes it even better. And we've never had any problems with the roof in the 10 years that the school's been here. But this even strengthens the roof even more. So no, it's just they're basically freestanding on the roof of the building, and then we have to put some inverters to go into the building to actually make it usable power, and that goes on the east side over by the loading dock.
This Farnsworth Group, Clean Energy Design Group, is this a couple of companies that are together?
Yes.
Okay, I wondered where that was being generated from.
Yes, they're two different companies who have some relationship together, and they approached us because our site was ideal for this type of project.
You know, I didn't realize, and you mentioned this, and my sister who taught in your school district and just retired this past spring, you know, I remember when that school facility was being built, and I was thinking, when she had told me about this solar project, I'm like, well, gosh, didn't they think about that when they built it? Didn't they think, you know, it hadn't only been there a couple of years, and it's like, no, I was there almost 11 years. I'm like, really? It's been there? It just didn't seem to me that it had been that long since that building had been there, but what an incredible facility you've got.
Well, and we have a fabulous custodial and maintenance staff. It looks brand new still, but yeah, it is 10 years old.
Mm. How about in going down to Lewiston a couple of times and driving by the Cuba School, which they built new a few years ago, I noticed they had a number of solar panels there. Was anything that they did looked at in doing the Farmington project, or is that something altogether different?
No, they're completely separate. Cuba's facility is very impressive, and years escape me now. It's maybe 8 years old.
I would guess that's about right.
And they've got them freestanding on poles right out on the front of their building, whereas ours will be mounted on the roof. I don't know exactly how many solar panels they have there. I'd guess maybe 30, but ours has over 2,500.
Wow. Wow.
My goodness.
Well, it sounds like you're going to kind of use this in addition to saving energy down the road as a teaching tool for the kids.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, our first mission here always is going to be teaching students, and this is a great opportunity to teach them about the future of energy and to give them hands-on opportunities to take apart solar panels, to work with them, to understand how the electricity works, to understand net metering. You know, there's just a countless number of ways we can do it, all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade.
I know we're talking with Dr. John Asplund. He is the superintendent of Farmington District 265, a big solar panel project, solar power project that they're going to be embarking upon. And you made the announcement on Monday morning. I know there was a few students that got to attend that. How did you determine what students were able to attend the actual ceremony?
Well, in the junior high and the high school, we just asked that the student council representatives, the class presidents, and those students come and represent the school. And then at the elementary, I just asked the principal to get some students that she thought would be most interested in it. And so that's how the elementary students were chosen.
Mm. A lot of panels to go up, but you're expecting this to be good to go by the end of the year. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, if all goes well, and obviously weather permitting, and now we're getting into the winter discussion, and we all know what last year was like, so we hope this year's a little bit better, or a lot bit better. But if all goes well, it should be done by about Christmas, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. What a beautiful winter, especially when you've got a central facility like you have, and you've got kids coming in, a lot of them from in the outlying areas. That's always a fun thing. I know we talked several times last winter when you were calling in to tell us school was canceled.
I think we were on the phone every day.
Yeah, I say we hope to not hear from you quite as much this year. And of course, you probably do get the calls. Is there school today that we get all the time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it starts at about 4 a.m. And that's, yep. Last year, I was just telling somebody I've been superintendent 13, 14 years, something like that. And I've never had a winter like last year. I think there was 2 or 4 days where I didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. from January to March to just check because of cold or roads or whatever. It was just crazy.
It gave you more time to listen to us, right?
Absolutely. I meant to say that.
All right. Well, John, again, thank you for your time. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting project. So when will the construction actually start then?
Well, the hope is that it's going to start next week. You know, it depends on when material starts arriving. They'll first start placing the racking on the roofs, and then after that gets sufficiently far along, they'll start mounting the panels on the racking that's on there, and then they'll keep building racking. So whenever the racking gets here, they can start. And, you know, we've got all the paperwork done now, and it's all, you know, I think there's really nothing left other than just making sure everything's here on time and getting the workers up on the roof, and that'll be an experience too for a metal roof. And we've already told our students, you know, it's going to be a little distracting because there's going to be men walking on the roof now for the next 2 months, but it'll definitely be worth it.
All right. Well, John, we want to thank you for your time. Hopefully we'll be able to talk more throughout the school year and about things other than the weather.
Agreed.
All right. John Asplund, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.